Hello.
Hello. My name is Latasha. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I was returning a call to a Kimberly Posley.
Yes, this is she.
Did you want it to file a new claim?
Yes, I did.
Can I have your social?
420-11-6824.
Okay, verify your date of birth for me.
Yes, May 31st, 1981.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, no, I don't.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Army Force for more than 180 days?
No, I didn't.
And can you verify your driver's license number?
Yes. 933-8183.
And would you like your payments going direct deposit or to the state debit card?
I had gave her my routing and account number for my direct deposit.
Okay, so it does require me to put it back in here?
Okay. You ready?
Oh, 1 second. Oh, I'm waiting on it.
So. Okay.
Okay, you could go ahead.
Okay, the routing. You want the routing first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 264-171-241. Account, oh, I gotta wait.
You go ahead.
600-972-4446.
So I got 264-171-241 for the routing. For the account, I have 697-24-44-6.
Yes.
Verify your mailing address for me.
It's 5100 U.S. Highway 80 East, Lot 41, in Selma, Alabama, 36701.
And verify your telephone number.
234-259-9979.
Okay, I have some security questions. Which of the following cities have a current or former association to you? Hainesville, Enterprise, Tuscaloosa, Coleman, or none of the above?
Hainesville.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 107 Kennedy Drive, 265th Avenue, 5718 Oaks of Saints Clair Street, Clair Circle, or 746 Cradle Road.
107 Kennedy Drive.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Served on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Received a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related in the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes.
What was your last day of work?
It was the beginning of April.
of what year?
2021.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No. Repeat that, ma'am.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No. Ma'am, can you read that other question again?
Do you work for yourself, own a business? The first one?
The COVID one. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for COVID.
If not for COVID. Mm-hmm. If not for COVID-19 restrictions since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Basically, it's just asking, are you able to work?
Yes, I am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business? I already asked you, I'm sorry. Are you currently registered for, are you attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50 to 60 miles.
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
Minimum wage.
Are you a part of a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
No.
What's a job title or a job skill that reflects on your job history?
Private caregiver.
And what was your last employer?
Home care assistant.
And it's not Home Care Assistance of Montgomery.
Yes, that is.
You have their telephone number?
Yes, hold on. Excuse me. Hold on. It's 334-593-3988.
Can you tell me the first day you started working there?
It was in the beginning of February of this year.
And your last day, you said, was April.
Yes, it was in the beginning of April.
What city and state was this work performed in?
Montgomery, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Reason for no longer working for this employer?
Me and my daughter share a car. We do the same thing, private. We're private health caregivers.
And
we can't leave until someone come and relieve you before you can leave your client's home. And she was had to stay over a few times, which caused me to be late. And due to that, I was terminated.
Do you want taxes coming out of your benefits?
Taxes?
Mm-hmm.
They supposed to, don't they?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a temporary pen. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay. What's this pen for, ma'am?
When you do your weekly certification, it's going to ask you for their pen.
Okay. I'm ready.
It's 24.
Uh-huh.
81.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related but not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirements have been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibilities and requirements for COVID-19 claims are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you'll be asked will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov. Or on the telephone by calling 800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Failure to file and complete your weekly certifications can result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding your continued eligibility requirements. You have any questions?
So after I speak with you today, on Sunday, I just file a regular claim, even if I hear from you guys by mail or by telephone.
You'll still file your claim.
Okay. Okay.
You have any other questions?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay. I thank you for contacting.
I'm sorry. This temporary pen that you gave me,
mm-hmm.
when I get ready to file my unemployment, so I don't use my old pen anymore.
Mm-mm. And it's going to prompt you to change it, so if you want to change it back to your old pen, you can.
Okay. That was it then.
I'm thankful for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
You too, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.